Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. India and New Zealand sign 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to inaugurate 2-day orientation program for newly elected MLAs of Delhi Assembly today. Prohibitory orders imposed in Nagpur city of Maharashtra following violence. US expresses deep concern over persistent persecution of religious minorities in Bangladesh. US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to hold talks today on ending Ukraine conflict. And International Olympic Committee approves inclusion of boxing in 2028 Los Angeles Olympic Games. And now the news in detail. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged the Authorised Economic Operator Mutual Recognition Agreement. Two countries announced the launch of negotiations on a free trade agreement and negotiations on an arrangement facilitating the mobility of professionals and skilled workers. New Zealand has joined the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and has become a member of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon, in New Delhi yesterday. The discussions covered various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said they had detailed discussions on various aspects of the bilateral relationship and both sides decided to strengthen and institutionalize the defense and security partnership. He said that along with joint exercises, training and port visits, a roadmap will be prepared for mutual cooperation in the defense industry. The Prime Minister said that it had been decided to initiate negotiations on a mutually beneficial free trade agreement between the two countries, which will boost the potential for mutual trade and investment.
Dono deshon ke beech ek paraspar labhkari free trade agreement par negotiations shuru karne ka nirnay liya gaya hai. Isse aapasi vyapar aur nivesh ke potential ko badhava milega. Dairy, food processing aur pharma jaise kshetron mein aapasi sahyog aur nivesh ko protsahit kiya jayega. Renewable energy aur critical mineral kshetron mein आपसी सहयोग को हमने प्राथमिकता दी है.
Mr. Modi said India and New Zealand will continue to cooperate against terrorist, separatist and radical elements.
आतंकवादी, अलगाववादी और कट्टरपंथी तत्वों के खिलाफ हम मिलकर सहयोग करते रहेंगे. इस संदर्भ में न्यूजीलैंड में कुछ गैर कानूनी तत्वों द्वारा भारत विरोधी गतिविधियों को लेकर हमने अपनी चिंता साझा की. हमें विश्वास है कि इन सभी गैर कानूनी तत्वों के खिलाफ हमें न्यूजीलैंड सरकार का सहयोग आगे भी मिलता रहेगा.
Prime Minister Modi said that both sides support a free, open, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific and believe in the policy of development, not expansionism. In a statement, Mr. Luxon said both sides are looking forward to achieve a mutually beneficial free trade agreement. He said New Zealand will increase its diplomatic presence in India. Later briefing media, Secretary East in Ministry of External Affairs, Jaideep Majumdar, on a query regarding the discussions on Khalistani elements, said the issue came up during the talks between the two leaders.
We do alert our friends to the activities of anti-India elements in their countries and their abuse of freedom of speech and other democratic freedoms to glorify terrorism. And I must say that the government of New Zealand has been receptive as well as has taken our concerns on board in the past. And this was also the reaction that we got today.
The New Zealand Prime Minister and his delegation also called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Modi and Mr. Luxon jointly inaugurated the 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday evening. In his keynote address, Mr. Luxon said, India and New Zealand are fortunate to be part of the world's most economically dynamic region.
India and New Zealand are fortunate enough to live in the world's most economically dynamic region. The Indo-Pacific will represent two-thirds of global economic growth over the coming years. And by 2030, it will be home to two-thirds of the world's middle-class consumers. And India itself lies at the heart of this exciting economic future.
Delhi Assembly will organise a two-day orientation programme for its newly elected MLAs starting today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will inaugurate the programme. The programme aims to equip legislators with knowledge of parliamentary procedures, code of conduct and best governance practices. The inaugural session will witness the presence of several distinguished dignitaries, including Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijendra Gupta, Deputy Speaker Mohan Singh Bisht, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Leader of Opposition Atishi. In Maharashtra, tensions between two groups broke out last evening in the Mahal area of central Nagpur. Rumours about the alleged vandalism of religious symbols led to communal tensions between the two groups, resulting in stone pelting and the burning of vehicles by some anti-social mob. Police forces deployed for controlling the riot used tear gas shells and cane charge to disperse the mob in Chitnis Park and Mahal areas. Cyber teams searched CCTV footage and police also did the combing operation to arrest about 15 antisocial elements involved in violence clashes. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis have appealed to the people not to believe in rumours and to maintain peace and harmony. Nagpur Police Commissioner Dr. Ravinder Singhal has imposed prohibitory orders under Section 163 of BNSS in the Mahal area of Nagpur to restore law and order. Additional police personnel and a team from SPRF have also been deployed to keep the situation under control. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled his visit to Vicharpur village in Shahdol district during a conversation with podcaster Lex Fridman. He called the Vicharpur village as mini Brazil. Here is a report from our correspondent.
The players and coaches of Vicharpur are very happy with the mention of their village by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Football coach Rais Ahmed has thanked the Prime Minister for this gesture.
Pradhan Mantri ji ne ek baar phir mini Brazil kaha hai Vicharpur ko ki yahan ke khiladiyon ki tareef ki hai. Main bahut shukrgozar hoon unka.
Players Renu Kewat and Sita Ram says that this will increase the interest of the players.
Main bahut khush hoon ki इतने बड़े प्लेटफॉर्म पे भी माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी इतने छोटे गांव को चर्चा में ले रहे हैं
हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी समय समय में हमारे विचारपुर शहडोल का नाम लेते रहते हैं हमें बहुत गर्व महसूस होता है कि हमें अच्छा लगता है हमारे शहडोल जिले का नाम हो रहा है
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो मेंशन विचारपुर इन द 103rd एपिसोड ऑफ द मन की बात प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी हैज इन्फॉर्म दैट एवरी फैमिली इन दिस विलेज हैज बीन प्लेइंग फुटबॉल फॉर फोर जनरेशन सो फार अराउंड 80 नेशनल प्लेयर्स हैव इमर्ज्ड फ्रॉम दिस विलेज संजीव Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
All banks will remain open for transactions on 31st March this year, despite it being a public holiday, to provide convenience to taxpayers. In a notification, Reserve Bank said that necessary arrangements have been made to conduct special clearing operations across the country to facilitate the accounting of government receipts and payments in the current financial year itself. Issuing separate instructions to banks, RBI has asked them to keep branches open for over-the-counter transactions on 31st March up to normal working hours. U.S. Intelligence Chief Tulsi Gabbard said that United States is deeply concerned about persistent persecution of religious minorities, including Hindus, in Bangladesh. In an interview to a private TV channel, U.S. National Intelligence Chief was critical of the crumbling situation in Bangladesh and highlighted the Trump administration's firm resolve in tackling the extremist forces and Islamist terrorism. She said that the Trump administration is focused and committed to defeat the ideology that promotes Islamist terrorism globally. Ms. Gabbard said that the Trump administration has already begun talks with Mohammad Yunus-led interim government in Bangladesh. She also spoke about the nefarious plots by extremist elements and terrorists in setting the stage for the Islamic Caliphate in various parts of the world, including Bangladesh. Russia has confirmed that President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump will hold talks today on ending the Ukraine conflict. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov stated that preparations are underway for talks between the two leaders. On Sunday, President Trump announced plans to hold discussion with his Russian counterpart as part of his efforts to end the war in Ukraine. He mentioned that land and power plants would be key topics in the conversation. Two U.S. astronauts, Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore, stuck for more than 9 months on the International Space Station, will return to Earth tonight. More details on this from our correspondent.
NASA said that Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore will be transported home with another American astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon craft. The stranded duo have been on the ISS since June after the Boeing Starliner spacecraft they were testing on its maiden crewed voyage suffered propulsion issues and was deemed unfit to fly them back to Earth. NASA astronaut Nick Hague and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov will also return on the Dragon capsule. For Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore, it will mark the end of an ordeal that has seen them stuck for 9 months after what was meant to have been a days-long round trip. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The International Olympic Committee's IOC has approved the inclusion of boxing in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics Games. Our correspondent brings the details.
The decision follows the International Olympic Committee's granting of provisional recognition to World Boxing last month, effectively sidelining the International Boxing Association and transferring authority to the new governing body. IOC President Thomas Bach announced the proposal at a press briefing yesterday.
After the provisional recognition of World Boxing in February, we were in the position to take this decision, so that this recommendation, of course, has to go to the session. But I'm very confident that the session will approve it so that all the boxers of the world then have certainty that they can participate in Olympic Games in LA.
Moreover, the World Boxing President Boris van der Voorst also welcomed the decision. Moving to Kabaddi World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams will be in action this evening in Wolverhampton, England. The women's team will lock horns with Wales from Group D, while the men's team will take on Scotland from Group B. The Kabaddi World Cup kicked off yesterday and Indian men's team began their campaign on a winning note, defeating Italy 64-22. With Sanjeev Jasrotia, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Almost all newspapers today carry pictures of details of meeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh with visiting U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. The Hindustan Times leads with India calls for U.S. action on pro-Khalistan group. Rajnath, U.S. Intelligence Chief, reaffirms strength of defence partnership, writes the statesman. The Indian Express opens with China rising in Indo-Pacific, India and New Zealand seal defense pact. Workplace business on a high as back to office is new normal, notes the Business Standard. Stock market decline casts a shadow over buying inquiries. Bears turn their focus to real estate, informs the Financial Express. And finally, in an initiative to create a safer environment for women in the national capital, cops to launch Shishtachar squads for women's safety, mentions the Delhi Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and New Zealand signed 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to inaugurate 2-day orientation programme for newly elected MLAs of Delhi Assembly today. Prohibitory orders imposed in Nagpur city of Maharashtra following violence. US expresses deep concern over persistent persecution of religious minorities in Bangladesh. US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to hold talks today on ending Ukraine conflict. and International Olympic Committee approves inclusion of boxing in 2028 Los Angeles Olympic Games. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.